WDEL On Demand, brought to you by Stanley Steamer.
Air duct cleaning.
Delaware's clean air experts. Call 1-800-STEAMER.
Right now, we are 94 degrees. It feels like 105. And we are at 101.7 FM, 1150 AM WDEL, where it's time for IT Matt, who will tell us how to keep computers cool in this kind of weather.
Yeah, Matt, how do you do that? Wait a second, turn your mic on. Don't you have your mic on? Which one are you using there, pal?
I don't know how to do my job anymore. Second time, I forgot to plug the mic in.
You know, that's the thing the engineers always check when something goes wrong around here. Is it plugged in? So
I was not plugged in. So I'm sitting here yapping and gabbing, and nothing's going through the microphone.
It's so funny. All right, so how do you keep your computer cool there, Matt?
I have air conditioning blowing on it, or water cool it, or... Have good fans.
So there's Matt suggesting water. Put water on your laptop.
Actually using water cooling devices.
Water it down with a nice, cool glass of icy water.
Sure, you can bring it over here, and then I'll just, you know, refurbish it and sell it for a bunch of money.
See where you took us, Mike? You took us right to eBay.
anything I can do to help, guys.
Yeah, sure you are. So if you have a device that's just not working right, ask IT Matt. The guy's actually quite brilliant. 529-1017, 302-529-1017. If you're looking to buy something, always get some good advice. And that starts with IT Matt. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. And to add on to it, my computer literally just crashed and just came back. So I lost everything I had situated for the show today.
I don't have to worry about that, though, because you know what?
What?
You've got that brain. And in that brain, you've probably memorized just about everything that you want to talk about today.
Not so much.
No, engineers will fool you into thinking that they really know everything. The truth is, that's why they have all these devices, because all the answers to all the questions are on the devices.
Sure, we'll go with that.
No, I've seen you actually do it without the devices and all. So here's a ridiculous question for you. And it's based upon the presumption that all IT guys, all techs, all nerds are also into science fiction because they're also into science. So is that right or wrong?
Probably for the majority. Yeah, okay. I would agree with that. I like Star Wars, and that's... and space type movies, but I'm not a Trekkie person. Mm-hmm. I don't have to watch Star Wars.
Right.
I'm not into Doctor Who.
Really?
I just, the BBC type stuff, I just don't really get into besides Top Gear.
Doctor Who's gotten a lot better over the last few years.
That's fine. I just never got into
really
the talking, phone booth? TARDIS.
The TARDIS, okay, so the TARDIS is this device that he travels in time, as a matter of fact. Yes, and he often has a companion. Now the doctor is a woman, and she doesn't have a companion. She's got a whole team of people.
Ooh.
What?
Whole team of people now.
David Tennant, Matt Smith, probably the two best doctors in Doctor. Okay, I'll move on since. So
I'm like, uh-huh.
I just want to share this with you. A 500,000 people have signed up now to go storm Area 51.
Yeah.
What happens if they actually show up? You think? So online,
everything just went
your computer.
I gave up.
That's the old Lenovo. Oh, that was mine.
Yes, that I had.
Well, no wonder it's not working.
That I've been using throughout the entire time I've had this show, and it just gave up on me.
I know. Well, here you could use mine.
No, I'm fine.
You're on the phone.
I'll use my big, massive XS Max phone.
Exactly. You're always gonna back up.
Oh yeah, you have to.
Okay.
Well, they are authorized to use deadly force, so I would be terrified of that.
See, that's the thing. You've got a 500,000 people who've signed up and said, show us the aliens. We want to see the aliens.
I've watched that on the news, and a lot of people are saying that they know it's a joke. They signed up for it just to be signed up for it.
Yeah, so you'll have like 8 people show up, and they'll say charge, and they'll get shot, and that'll be the end of it.
Yes.
No, actually, no, that won't be the end of it. No. That'll actually be the beginning of it, because you're right. They could use deadly force.
Right.
But the guy who posted this said, P.S. Hello, U.S. government, this is a joke, and I do not actually intend to go ahead with this plan. And that was one of the users following his rather descriptive proposed game plan. I just thought it'd be funny and get me some thumbsy uppies on the internet.
That's awesome.
I'm not responsible if people actually decide to storm Area 51.
Yeah.
But you know there's people out there who want to.
Oh, yeah.
Show me the aliens.
Definitely.
Show me the technology. So what else is going on in the world?
Well, something that I talked about a while ago, and you actually brought up, I believe. It was talking about AI facial recognition with Facebook.
Yeah.
And this story came around. It was on the Today Show a couple days ago. I was watching. And they're talking about the 10-year challenge. Where you post a picture from 10 years ago and today.
Okay.
And there's a conspiracy going around. And actually, I want to say it's almost fact. It's teaching artificial intelligence age progression.
Really?
Yeah.
So when there is a police artist's rendering of someone who went missing 20 years ago, 25 years ago.
Right.
And they say, they will draw the picture and they'll write, we think this person looks kind of like this now.
Yeah.
And that's based upon
algorithms to just figure out.
But but it used to be based upon what artists and anthropologists, cosmetologists would say somebody would look like now. They actually did that kind of anecdotal research. Now what you're saying is because of this 10-year, I don't know, what is it, a game or a
it's
challenge?
A challenge. Basically, the purpose of it is you take a picture from 10 years ago, you post it, like a collage, side-by-side comparison of what you look like 10.
Now you're doing it.
Yeah, 10 years ago to I can't stop.
Glass of water, my friend?
No. 10 years ago to today.
Yeah.
This is, I think, last year they did this. But it shows, I mean, there's some minor facial differences. And you may have been heavier back then, you're thinner now, or vice versa. But, you know, Facebook put that out. And I want to say that they put it out for a reason. Because remember, you are the product on Facebook.
Right.
Facebook's free, so they need something.
Right.
So by having millions and millions of users fall into this sort of trap, I guess, you're able to teach AI what age progression does over 10 years.
And that way, you have the FBI, CIA, police
organizations. Right, they'll get that out to them.
Yeah. They do the facial recognition software, and if they're looking for somebody and they haven't seen that person in 10 years, they can estimate what they're going to look like. But that's really not true. I mean, think about people you've known for, say, 20, 25, 30 years. You have some common progressions, but some people gain weight, some people lose weight.
Right.
Some people get sick and they lose weight. Some people get sick and they gain weight. Some people get bloated faces. It's not the same for everybody.
No, it's not. No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that's one way of teaching AI something for free.
Yeah.
Without doing any work, besides putting a hashtag 10-year challenge.
Which makes it even easier for the police departments, because they are actually gotten billions of people. There are billions of people around the world, and they get billions of photographs of pictures of people from around the world to use for facial recognition.
Right.
The freedom and libertarian argument against this is you are now compiling all this information, all this data, and all the IDs of all these people, including what they look like in their faces, without a warrant.
Yes.
Why do the police authorities need all this information on all these people when they haven't done anything?
Right.
Now, the argument from people who say, oh, it's a cool idea, is to say, well, if you haven't done anything, Matt, if you're not guilty of anything,
right,
why would you be afraid of it?
And that's what the police do when they pull you over and you're questioning them. They'll ask you those questions. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there are people who be pulled over like at a traffic stop where it's like one of those DUI stops. And they'll roll down the window and they'll simply ask the police, am I free to go?
Mm-hmm.
May I see your driver's license? Here's my driver's license. Am I free to go? Am I free to go? And at that point, the police are going to make a decision. Either you're free to go or they're going to run you through tests and all that kind of stuff. But generally, when someone's annoying like that, they don't want to mess with them, especially if they don't smell any alcohol or any weed or anything like that. They just want to let them go. You see it on YouTube, by the way. There are people who do this on YouTube.
Hey, I watch it just to see what, you know, the officers do. A lot of them get upset.
Yeah.
And the one was, it was a teacher who was driving through a Border Patrol checkpoint. She didn't leave the country. She didn't go to Mexico. She was just driving around the edge for whatever reason, and she got pulled over, and they kept asking her, you know, are you a U.S. citizen?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, why do I need to answer that question? Well, we just need to check. She goes, well, if I tell you yes, will you let me go? Yes. So that means you can have anybody drive through, say they're U.S. citizen, and they're not going to stop them? So she was detained, not detained, but she was stopped for like a good hour.
Yeah.
Just until like the supervisor came over and just like, go away. You're wasting my people's time. Just
was she recording that? Was it video?
Yeah, it was on YouTube or Facebook or something.
Did she have one or two video cameras? Or were there more than one angle?
Someone was recording everything.
Oh, there's a person in the car.
There was three people in the car. Oh, so they let the kid go to the bathroom. It took like forever to let the kid go to the bathroom. And the supervisor was like, fine, kid, you come with me. We'll go to the bathroom. But she was just pointing out that it's just, we're turning into a police country where we have to know everything about what you're doing. You can't drive freely anymore, you know, through a border patrol state.
They want to know everything about you.
Yeah.
Big Brother.
Yeah.
Which we've warned about for many, many years. Starting out with all the traffic cams. That's one way that it started. Another way it started was when you actually had the NSA capturing all of your digital communication and a huge multi-billion dollar facility in Nevada where they could store it all.
Yep.
Easier to catch the bad guys, even if they're not bad guys.
Yeah.
Think about how many people go to jail, they're innocent, then they're released. Well, this just it seems to me like this has the potential to exacerbate that situation.
Yes. I agree.
It's Ask IT Matt, 529-1017. Talk and text. By the way, also text line at 302-529-1017. I mentioned a movie earlier. Teresa wants to know if it was Close Encounters, Third Kind, no. Andromeda Strain, no. The guy called up and we were talking about spacesuits and space exploration.
I was listening to your broadcast and I thought it was quite interesting.
Well, the conversation with the guy who's, you know, a seasoned citizen now that was working on the team that made the spacesuits, he was pretty interesting.
Well,
I was shocked by their comfort because I'd be there sitting there gnashing my fingernails and saying, oh, gosh, I hope the suit doesn't rip. But he was sure it wasn't. But no, I was referencing a science fiction movie. I don't know the name of it, but they get some creature from Mars or something, comes in the spaceship. And it's eating everybody. It goes into your mouth and into your nose. It goes in and eats you. It gets bigger, bigger, bigger. Nothing stops it. Nothing.
Oh, I know. I watched that recently. What was that called?
It was on TV recently. That's how I saw it. I was in between doing things, and I watched it. And at the very, very end,
Is it in the ISS the entire time?
Yes.
Yes. I know exactly. I just don't know what movie you're talking about.
Yeah, International Space Station. And so at the very, very end, the guy, there's a guy there and a woman. And he says, I'm going to lure the creature into an escape pod, and then I'm going to go into deep space with it. You take an escape pod and go back to Earth.
Yep.
You watch the editing, and it looks like it's working out the way they planned until the very, very end when she's like...
She has it. It doesn't...
No, she doesn't have the creature. She realizes she's going into deep space.
That's what I meant. Yeah, she's going to deep space.
And she's screaming.
And it's going to Earth.
Yeah, and she's screaming, and the guy has the creature as planned, but because they hit some debris that's in orbit around the Earth.
Oh, she got knocked, and he went.
She got knocked into deep space. He gets knocked into Earth's orbit.
And that's how the movie ended.
It ended with them in the Sea of Japan, where fishermen are opening up the capsule, and he's screaming, no, 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 and you can see the creature in there.
You are now... This is bugging me. Because now I need to know what it is.
Look, 302-529-1017.
Please call in.
Right, 529-101. So someone knows that. Because the guy who called in said he's not really in favor of space exploration. He's worried someone will bring back some sort of disease or something that will wipe out the whole planet.
Like life.
It's
called Life.
It's called Life?
Yep.
It was called Life.
Mm-hmm. Movie's called Life.
It was not that good a movie.
No, it was not that good a movie, but yeah, I knew that's the movie. Because I watched it recently. Yep. Yep. With Jack Gyllenhaal and Rebecca Ferguson. Oh, Ryan Reynolds is in too.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. It was.
So here's what I want listeners to know. We've just spent a good 4 minutes talking about this movie, and now I'm going to say don't watch it. It's really a bad movie. But what?
Line one, we got Pat from Wilmington.
Okay. We'll get to Pat in just a sec. This is Ask IT Matt.
Got a tech question? Ask IT Matt. Call 529-1017. 1017 FM and 1150 AM WDEL.
This is Ask IT Matt. Save the bench fee. What? What's the look?
I'd say I didn't like it and you had to play it.
You don't like the music?
No, I'll just talk about the very beginning. I thought you were playing something with Doctor Who or something like that.
I could do that if you like. For all you Whovians, I could do that. This is your favorite. This is Kraftwerk.
Well, I thought you were messing with the TARDIS or something like that.
Let's get to Pat. We'll mess with the TARDIS later. Hey, Pat, say hi to Matt.
Hey, Rick. Hey, Matt.
Hello.
I have a Dell desktop. Don't laugh. That constantly, I'd say the past 2 months, disconnects from the internet. Is it my service? Should I enhance or update? I have my service. Am I allowed to say Verizon since I just said it?
Sure.
Okay.
That's so funny. Yeah, I'm not going to say what service I have, Verizon.
Yeah.
That's
well,
what I do.
I'm mimicking you.
Oh, good. I love when that happens. Thank you.
Matt, thoughts? And I'm not computer illiterate, but I'm not as savvy, obviously, as you. But I've asked a couple of computer kind of geeky people, and I mean that kindly, and they've indicated it. They seem to think it's a service.
Do you have any other device besides your computer?
No. No. It's on my phone. I mean, I'm sorry, not on my phone. Verizon has, you know, the phone. And don't laugh again, but I'm hardwired.
No, I'd rather you be hardwired.
I don't have cell or anything like that. Are you there?
No.
You're thinking you're talking to an alien, right?
No. I'm going to start playing the think music. I will describe his face for you.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah.
No.
Consider that. He doesn't like Star Trek, right?
I never said I didn't like it. I just said I'm not the people who are obsessed over Star Trek.
Okay, think of Dr. Spock when he's trying to figure something out. He's having a hard time with it.
Okay, boy, have I stumped you, Matt? Because I've listened, and I've been wanting to call, and I'm thinking, this is probably something that's probably so simple it's looking at me, but...
Well, it's not that I'm stumped. I'm just thinking of the different troubleshooting steps to get to the result. So I'm thinking different avenues of how to test this out. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Do you have a simple one she could try? And then maybe, if that doesn't work, email you at Matt at the Rick Jensen Show?
Well, if my email would stay up, that's it.
How often does it go out?
If I'm on it for 5 minutes, then it shuts down. It goes, not connected, and then it says connecting in, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, and then it never really connects.
Okay, did Verizon hook this all up for you, or did you do it?
No, Verizon.
Okay.
But I also don't have, I think it's been indicated, I have a modem, and instead of maybe the wire coming into, so maybe that's what I'm saying, my service isn't... warranted. My modem's on one floor, the computer's on another.
Oh, so you could be losing the connection.
Right, it could be a wire that's bad.
Yes. Thank you, gentlemen. That's it. Oh, hello, Rick. You're savvy.
No, I have a problem with mine as well. I live in a bunker, and because it's a concrete bunker, I don't always have good Wi-Fi from from downstairs and upstairs, and there's no way it'll work in the basement because my router is upstairs on the second floor.
Router. I'm sorry, I admit I'm right.
I totally get that.
Okay.
And what you can do is go to the store and buy a little patch cable. No, it's a patch cable.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is gonna sound.
But that cable's got to run up my stairway into a bedroom, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Right. What you could do is. It's going to take some time, but move everything up to it with a different cable and see if it stays stable. If it's stable, then it's the cable. If it's not, then it might be the equipment.
Okay. The computer's not that old.
No, I understand that, but things can fail, but, those are two things you can try.
So that's the experiment. Get yourself a cable, go upstairs, hook it up, and if it's stable, now you know what the problem is.
And then I will email you.
Please do.
Matt at therickjensenshow.com. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pat. Bye-bye. When we come back, more new things going on, more stuff for you to know, and more help with IT Matt.
There you go.
And maybe a Doctor Who theme.
101.7 FM and 1150 AM WDEM.
This is Ask IT Matt. I love the face you're making me right, because you know what this is from.
Mm-hmm.
For all the Whovians, Matt's not one, but I am.
I have nothing against the show. I just can't get into it. I'm sorry.
What is it? Have you watched like the really, really old ones then where the effects and everything
That's also probably why I'm not into Star Trek, because I watched the original Star Trek and was like, I see the strings.
You see the strings and you see the same rock.
Yeah.
On every planet.
It's like, come on, guys.
I saw that rock in the last episode.
From Shatner and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so they've had some really good doctors, good actors, and some really good CGI and effects lately in Doctor Who. That's why I suggest you go back to when Matt Smith or David Tennant was playing Doctor Who. That's all.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
Yep.
So, it's Ask IT Matt. If you have a digital device that's not working right, if you can't figure out your sonic screwdriver...
contact Doctor Who.
Matt could probably fix a darn thing. It's 302-529-1017.
So I got a cool thing here. I got some tickets to give away.
Yeah.
I have a pair of tickets to see The Producers, presented by the Brandywiners. They'll be having a fantastic open-air theater, or they'll be at the open-air theater along with Gardens for 2 weekends only.
Yeah.
So when is it?
I know you've got the sheet. When is it? It's coming up.
I don't see 2 dates on there.
No?
No.
All right. For a limited time only, call now before it goes away. I have no idea. These tickets are for August 2nd and August 3rd.
Oh, where's that at?
It's right there in
black and white.
You can't see it, but you can't see it because it's bold. It's the bold font at the very very. No, look at the bottom.
Oh, there it is.
You're not looking at the bottom.
Tickets are for specific shows, August 2nd and 3rd. Thank you.
You're supposed to be the expert at everything in this program, man. Come on.
Okay.
Everything.
So the question is that you have to answer.
In Matt's defense, it is like a number 9-point font. It's very small.
And I'm also, remember, I have an eye surgery. I can't see.
Is that your excuse?
Yes.
Look, dude, you still have one good eye.
What company?
I'm not going to accept this as an excuse. Use your good eye, Matt.
Thanks. What company is the largest producer of computer software for the personal computer? Not business computers, but what company is the largest producer of computer software for the PC?
It's probably out of China.
Sure.
It's 302-529-1017, 529-1017. There you go.
As you jack the volume up.
You can't have a game show without production elements. You just have to.
Yeah.
And that would be like the music and cheers. Or someone says something stupid, you have a rim chop. And then if they get it wrong, you buzz them. So we have all the important elements of the trivia game show.
Right. All right. It's a new thing, a new anti-robocalling bill. I mentioned that a week or two ago.
Yeah, because they have the technology, they can get rid of the robocalls, but they want to make you pay for it.
Right. It's headed to the House floor.
Okay.
So if you're following along at home, this is the second bill awaiting a House vote. So it's going to be called the Stopping Bad Robocalls Act.
Of course it is.
Which would outlaw a state of methods fraudsters use to scam consumers over the phone.
By the way, there's something wrong about this bill. Usually, if they like a bill, if they want it to pass, they give it a really cool acronym. They have not given this thing a cool acronym. Stopping Bad Robocalls Act. That's SBRA.
Yeah.
It's a terrible acronym. It'll never pass. That's how you know.
So if approved, the bill would make it easier for the government to go after the fraudsters and issue tougher fines.
Yeah, who are they going to go after?
The fraudsters.
The fraudsters.
Yes.
All right. So they have this technology. Every phone company has this technology. And they can warn you, likely spam or a likely fraudster or whatever you want displayed.
Suspected spam is what my phone says.
Is that what it is? And who do you have?
Verizon.
And are you paying them?
No.
How did you get
that? Well, I take that back. No, the app, Hiya. Remember I told you about the app, Hiya?
H-I-Y-A.
Correct. And my other robo something, the other app that I had, now I have to pay for.
So robo killer.
It might have been that. It used to be free. Now it's like, you got to pay for it. I'm like, no, no, no.
Yeah, that's what they do.
That's okay. I'll pass. I'll let my phone just ring.
Or you just have fun with people.
Oh, which I do.
I know.
Most recently, they told me that they're my credit card company for Visa and MasterCard. Well, first of all, no. And that they can lower my rate. And so I told them I'm going bankrupt just to mess with them. And they said, well, you dialed the wrong number. You got to call the bankruptcy number. And I said, no, I want to talk to you. I'm like, okay, well, what do you want? I said, hi. Well, what are you doing?
Hi.
I said, I'm wasting your time. I know it's a scam. I know it's fake. And you can talk to me all you want. And
very good.
He told me to go F off.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's professional.
Good for you. Well, they're not professionals. They're scammers.
Well, I know that. But, I mean, if you're trying to be a professional-looking company, don't come to go F off.
Well, no. And then he hung up on you, right?
Yeah.
And of course, because you're wasting his time.
Yes.
I haven't gotten beyond what I like to do now, which is I just say to them, you don't want to sell me death sticks. You want to go home and rethink your life.
Gotcha.
Yes. And get a real job. I know.
That was Han Solo. What was it?
No, it was Obi-Wan.
Oh, Obi-Wan Kenobi talking to the crazy-looking kid.
Yeah, selling death sticks.
At the cantina.
At the bar, cantina, whatever it is.
Yep.
Yeah. Again, Star Wars.
Yep. Mine too. Hello, winner. What's your name? And what's the answer?
Hey, guys. How you doing? This is Fran.
Hey, Fran.
From Wilmington.
All right, local. So what is the answer to my crazy question of who produces the most software for PCs?
Well, you know, you almost threw me there when you said personal computers instead of just business and all companies. But it's Microsoft.
There
you
go.
There we go.
Yes. And the show, is it the producers, the show, or producers, the band, just out of curiosity?
It's the show. Yeah. And
Well, Mom would love that. That's good. Good. Perfect.
It's going to be, it will all dance to Springtime for Hitler, and
I know the song. Don't make me sing the song.
Oh yeah,
I will, but I won't. No,
you will. You really will. Oh my God, that'll be the best.
Yeah, see, that's about it. That's all I know.
That was wonderful, even though I could barely hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. That's good. Good for the viewers, anyway.
I know. Well, you have two tickets.
Listeners.
You have two tickets, good for August 2nd or August 3rd. Your choice, whatever you and your mom want to do. And we hope you have a great time.
Right, well, thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Fran.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
What?
No, I was going to say, and to add on to that, if you cannot get parking up front, the additional parking, they do have buses that go back and forth and are even better than the front parking.
You've done this.
I have annual membership to Longwood Gardens.
That's a family membership. It's like $100 a year?
I'm at 180, I want to say, but I have 5 people plus 2 kids.
Okay, so you got 7 people. Of course you do.
Right.
Once you start having more kids, everything gets more expensive.
Oh, as soon as I had a kid, he turned 2, I had to pay a regular flight.
Let's get to Rodney in Wilmington. Rodney, say hi to Matt.
How you doing, Matt?
Good. What can I do for you?
So I have a Samsung TV and the HDMI outlet up the TV. There's, I believe there's only 2 HDMI outlets, which I use it for, the Fire TV and Google Chromecast.
Sure.
I wanted to know if there is any, anything called HDMI, we got a speaker or where I can possibly use a third port, HDMI port, to connect, a device.
So you're trying to add, let's say, 3 devices to a 2-port TV, correct?
Well, that, 2-port TV, correct.
Right, right, but you want to add, like, a third device to it, right?
Yeah, I want to add, like, a third device to the HDMI port, yeah. But I don't have the HDMI.
There are switch boxes out there, yeah. They range anywhere from $40 to $100,000, really, if you want to go professional. They are out there. Amazon Prime Day, I believe, has a couple of them on sale right now. But yes, they do exist, and they're relatively inexpensive.
Now, this is not a splitter, like an audio splitter. You said box.
Right. What it is you plug in, let's say you got 4 inputs and 1 output. So you can plug 4 devices into 1 jack, is what it is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're out there.
That's very interesting.
So,
what is that called again? What is that box called?
Yeah, I was going to ask, what's it called?
Let me give you the actual wording so that you search it, yeah.
Because you were saying it's a box, and I think Amazon Prime Day, which is 2 days, is over.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think that was Monday and Tuesday. But that's all right.
It's called HDMI Switch.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more
time? Yeah, HDMI Switch. And there it is.
Oh, HDMI Switch. Okay.
Yeah, there's 4 ports, 5 ports, 2 ports, you name it, they have it.
Got it. guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. That's what Matt does. 529-1017, 529-1017.
You don't want to see my setup because I have... I'm cheap, so what... If I look back at it now, I bet you if I saved all the money I spent on the Switch boxes...
Really?
I could have bought, like, one big Switch box and not have all these boxes everywhere.
But they work.
Oh, they work, yeah.
Any particular brand you recommend?
There's one that I use, me personally. It's starts like an A or something like that. I got to look it up, but... Yeah, you know, it's got this blue circle and these blue...
Acer?
No.
It's the only one I can think of. Now, so all I have to do is say something like that, it'll drive Matt crazy, and now Matt has to go and Google it.
Yes.
Don't you?
Yes.
I know, I push the buttons. It's so easy to push the button. Is the logo kind of a circle? And then you go like, oh, okay, now I got to go look. You're driving you crazy. Mm-hmm. All right, it's 529-1017, 529-1017. Because you know that's how you are, though, because you have to know things.
Yes.
And I know.
So I'm going to change the subject on here. A drone that has a flamethrower built into it can be purchased.
We need that.
Pretty soon. It's called the Throw Flame TF-19 Wasp.
Of course it is. The Throw Flame.
Yes. It's a working flamethrower, and you can put a semi-automatic pistol on there, apparently, too. Great.
I'm sure the FAA loves this.
Yeah.
After, so, you know, if you're flying a drone, people go and they actually have to learn how to operate a drone, kind of like getting a pilot's license. I saw Robin Bryson had this manual that had to be like over an inch thick. He had mm-hmm. to study everything, take exams to fly the drones for WDEL News and Traffic Watch and such. And I think we have a couple licensed drone pilots. But you have to actually be a licensed drone pilot. Now, when you go through all of that and you spend a whole lot of money and you buy a drone that's like a couple $1,000s,
right,
and you put a flamethrower on it, I'm thinking you might be risking your license.
Okay, so the flamethrower that goes on the drone
uh-huh.
by itself is $1,500.
Okay.
So you need the drone, you need to buy the drone and then spend $1,500 on the flamethrower, but you get to have a flamethrower drone.
We still need it. I mean, seriously, Matt. Look at me. Look at me. Matt, look at me. We need this. No, look at me right in the eyes. Right in the eyes.
I'm not helping you out.
We're going to take it down to the farm. We're going to take it to the farm, and we're not going to lose this one. Like the one that got out of range and flew away, and you never saw it again.
Mm-hmm.
Matt?
What?
We need this.
And what am I going to burn?
Seagulls.
I don't have any seagulls.
We'll find some.
So you hear this.
Turkey vultures.
Oh, okay, I'll give you a turkey vulture.
Turkey vultures.
I guess Rick was trying to, let's go find some seagulls. Let's go to Ocean City real quick or Rehoboth and steal some seagulls
take
them down there and burn
them. It's illegal to kill a seagull.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
So you can't do that.
I had no idea.
No.
I didn't really care. Mosquitoes. I had no idea.
Mosquitoes. Honest officer, we're killing mosquitoes with a drone flamethrower.
And then the officer's going to ask, why is there white feathers everywhere?
They won't be white.
Be scorched. We charred.
it's only funny because it's wrong.
Okay, so the company is OREI. So, REI?
Yeah, okay, fine.
Something like that. That's who I use for my splitters.
Oh, it's your splitter.
Yeah,
HDMI splitters. OREI for your splitters.
That's who I use.
Okay.
I see people put complaints on there, but I haven't had any issues with them. So.
And once you start advertising, by the way, you can also mount a semi-automatic pistol on this drone. I would suspect that perhaps we're not dealing with a company that is manufacturing and selling items in good faith.
Probably not, and they're telling them that you should use the DJI S-1000 drone for this.
I can see why.
Because it can handle the payload.
and don't fire the flamethrower into the wind.
Oh, they have this picture.
You're going to lose it.
Oh, what's this? Okay.
So they have a picture?
They have a video.
A video?
I'm watching the video right now. So this dude is flying around on a farm area, and he's just burning everything.
What's he burning? On the ground?
He's burning fallen trees, yeah.
He's burning trees?
Stuff that's falling down, yeah.
Does a flamethrower just shoot downward then, or out the nose?
You see, you can describe it better.
Okay. Oh, my God. It's like a flying octopus, and it is burning trees. Oh, my God. This is the real thing.
Told you.
It's shooting a flame about 8 feet long.
I love the guy who's wearing the safety vest.
Oh, well, the guy who's flying this is...
he runs off gas.
Oh, my God.
That's what they burn, is gasoline. Wow.
Well, this guy is like some sort of, utility worker. What does it say? L.A. something on the back.
It's S.A. something.
something. So this is actually being used in an environmental context where they're, oh my God, that's awesome. They just, there's this flume, again, going 8 feet long of just burning stuff from a drone.
Oh, there's a wasp nest right there. They're going to go burn.
That's what we need to get it for. That's it.
See,
a wasp nest in the woods.
There you go. See? Oh,
oh my God. Okay, so they're flaming a wasp nest in a tree, in the woods, in the forest, and I'm thinking this is how they burn down Malibu. When we come back, we'll get to Max in Newark. Keep it here.
Got a tech question? Ask IT Matt. Call 529-1017. 1017 FM and 1150 AM WDEL.
This is Ask IT Matt. Great advice, great solutions from a guy who knows his stuff at 529-1017, 529-1017. Let's get right to Max in Newark. Max, say hi to Matt.
Hello, Matt.
Hey, Max, what can I do for us?
I'm hooking up a smart TV, 60-inch, and I'm going to stream everything. I do not have a set-top box, but I do have internet. Is an Ethernet cable required?
Does your TV have wireless?
Yes.
Then it's not required, no.
Would you recommend it?
I recommend wired because you have a definite signal, you know, going through, and there's no hiccups on anything. What that Ethernet port is doing is allowing you either wireless or wired. So if you can do wired, go ahead and do it. If you can't do it, I understand, you know, logistically you can't do it. Go ahead with the wireless.
I'm not sure. The initial television was not set up by me. I'm doing a second television.
Right.
So,
well, again, if you can't run a wire to it, then, you know, go wireless. But no, the Ethernet is just that port just gives you the option to go wired. That's what that's for.
All right, Max, have fun.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, buddy, good luck. It's 529-1017. Did you order the flamethrower drone yet?
Yeah, I went and dropped my, you know, American Express gold card and spent $1,500 on the flamethrower.
Perfect. We're going to go to the farm and
okay.
Kill some wasp nests.
I don't know if my mom will let me do that.
Your mom?
I know it sounds, you know, like a little kiddie type thing, but it's not mine yet, so.
Still.
I've begged her, let me go cow tipping. She won't let me do that.
Well, that's, why would you ask your mom? To go cow tipping.
Because if I, well.
Usually you're 13 years old, you go and do it, and you don't get caught. And if you do get caught, you get grounded, and you don't ever do it again. Good Lord, you're a grown man. There's no cow tipping at your age.
I want a cow tip. I've never done it.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do it. Now
so for people who don't know, you go to a cow pasture at night when the cows are sleeping, standing up. And you just take two fingers.
Okay, yeah.
And you push the cow until it falls over.
Yeah, I want to see that happen.
And the cow hits the ground with a big thud, gets angry, and sometimes just gets like mad cow. Mew. Just mew. But sometimes they get up and they look at you and you realize you'd better run.
Well, I mean, for me, I understand, you know, why wouldn't I ask my mom? And
cow can get hurt.
Oh, he can definitely get hurt. Yeah, that's part of the reason. But the other part of the reason, that's part of income for the farm.
Yeah, you don't see.
Because they're Angus cows.
So, right, don't do that. Because, like I said, 13 years old. Oh, man, you just miss being 13.
I miss being on the farm and chasing chickens around and then getting attacked by the rooster.
Well, that's okay to do.
Oh, I still do it to this day.
See, there you go.
So what I do is I take one of the chickens out. My mom's not watching. I let it run around the yard, and I go and chase it. And then the rooster sees it and comes after me and starts attacking me.
And you actually get on my case about being immature.
Uh-huh, yeah. I just don't type all the dumb stuff I do.
I just, you know, but you're going to tell your mom. So funny.
It's livelihood. Yeah.
All right.
I enjoy making money off.
Remember, folks, please, no cow tipping. It not only annoys the cow, it can hurt them, and you could get stomped on by the cow.
Oh, yeah, they will kick you.
If you have any questions throughout the week,
you can ask IT Matt. It's Matt at thebrinkjensenshow.com. You can also Facebook me, message me. I'm the only person that's on there. And see you guys next week.
Remember, if you break it,
call me.
WDEL Wilmington, WDEL Canton, WSDW HD2 Wilmington.
WDEL, your on-the-go news source.